This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana. And pastor here where the Voice of Truth message goes out every week, time after time, where Pastor L.R. Shelton was the originator, the founder of this ministry 50, 60, 70 years ago. And we're carrying on with the same message, no compromise, thus saith the Lord. And day by day, bringing you God's message. And, of course, many of you know that we had to be evacuated and had to be relocated from New Orleans to a new facility here in Baton Rouge we're planning on building. And I'll say a little more about that at the end of the service, at the end of this message. But we're bringing you now the closing messages on the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been there for several months. There's over 100 or so messages that you may obtain, if you'd like, over CDs or cassettes. But in our last study, we had reached the end. We came there to the looking at the new order. Here we have reached the end of time and the beginning of eternity. Don't you like to think about that? The end of time. We've come now to the new order of things. Slowly we have brought you through the book of Revelation. We gave you the history of the church in the first three chapters, then brought you through the study of the tribulation period to the thousand-year reign of Christ upon the earth. We showed you the final doom of Satan and the wicked dead. Now we're coming to see how God is going to remove every trace and every vestige of sin and its curse by the destruction of this earth and the creation of a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, he maketh all things new. You will notice in the last two chapters of Revelation that there are several things new mentioned in this new order of things. There are the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, and then there's a new habitant, new inhabitants. Now listen, we'll pick up our study where we left off. Listen, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. The old earth is kept in store by the sheer word of God. But when God gets ready to destroy it, the only thing he'll have to do is open up the crust of this earth and let the mighty seas and oceans drain their contents into the heart of the earth, and there will come forth such an explosion that will blast this earth into non-existence. Now, I know that folks foo-foo all of those things, but this is God's word, my friend. This is exactly what the Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter 3, 10 through 14. Listen to God's word. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, my friend, I know from my observing and talking with people and meeting folks and all of those things that not many believe these words. Not many believe that the heavens are going to be destroyed and the earth too. No, they think, maybe you think, that this old world is going to continue on just like it always did. But I wish you'd go back there, if you could, and read the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then go back there and read in Genesis the destruction of this earth in Noah's day. My friend, those things literally took place. This is not a fairy tale that we're bringing you. No, sir. Listen, just continue to read in God's word. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That we is God's born-again children. We, the elect of God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. How can you be found without spot and blameless, my friend? Let me tell you how you can be. Trust the Lord. Look to the Lord. The Lord washes us, cleanses us, whiter than snow, by the blood of the Lamb. That's how we'll be white, my friend. No other way. Peter here is not fanatical when he says that the heavens and the earth shall pass away. No, he wasn't a fanatic. He is thoroughly scientific. Did you ever stop to think that the atmospheric heaven above us is a storehouse of fire ready to explode at God's command? My friend, the atmosphere is composed of gases, including oxygen and hydrogen. Hydrogen is highly explosive in the presence of oxygen. And when you have the proper condition, and God can bring those things to pass in a twinkling of an eye, you will have an explosion which will all but rock the universe. When God empties the oceans into the heart of the earth, there will be brought about that combination of gases which will produce an explosion that will blast this earth into non-existence. You raise the objection to that matter, that matter cannot be destroyed. My friend, take into account the fact that God made matter. Therefore, he can destroy it. Matter is not eternal. Now, I know men scoff and ridicule at such ideas, but the Apostle Peter said they would. Listen, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Yes, men scoff. Ignoramuses scoff. Intelligent men scoff. Infidels scoff. Agnostics scoff. Atheists scoff. Oh, my friend, what a day. We talked about the great white throne judgment there in the last study or two. Just think, those individuals who deny God's word, who deny God's authority, will stand there before that great white throne judgment, stripped naked. I believe they'll be just as naked as a jaybird. Yes, sir, I believe they will. And they'll stand there and listen. They'll have to stand and give an account, and yet they won't be able to say a word. The book will be open, and their name will not be found written there. That's the only criteria, my friend, that there is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, just think, if a man who is a finite being has discovered the law of dividing the atom, producing the atom bomb, producing such an explosive power as the atom bomb, what will happen when God smashes matter or destroys the atom? Someone has said that there's enough stored up power in one nickel if man could let it loose to destroy the largest city on this earth. If that's so, what will happen when God turns loose all the atomic power that is stored up in this earth? No doubt the tremendous explosion will shake worlds millions of miles away. And when he saw this, Isaiah said, therefore I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. That's Isaiah 13:13, if you'd like to go there and read that. Yes, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. In this new earth, John said, there would be no more sea. Yes, when this old earth passes away, God will create a new earth for his people to live on, in which there will be no sin, in which there will never, sin can never enter. Because Revelation 21:27 says, and there shall be no wise, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, and but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My friend, God's child, you tell me you know the Lord. You tell me you trust in the Lord. Aren't you tired of this old world? Aren't you tired of sin on every hand, every side, edge, and corner? Nothing but sin, abomination, with all of this dastardly acts of Satan attempting to wash away the Bible, bringing on these new manuscripts where Jesus was a husband of Mary Magdalene. All that trash, my friend. Those folks are just going to make a good backstick in hell if they never repent. You say, Trailblazer, you just all stirred up. I am. When I see everything that's coming upon this world, our children, our young people being drawn off into Satan's clutches by the wholesale and the retail with all of these. I told my congregation here recently, I said, when we who know the Lord are gone off the scene basically in the young people who have never come to Christ, they'll believe anything. They'll believe anything. I'll tell you what a leading evangelist said on his radio show the other day. Might startle you. Might startle you. He said to his audience, a live audience, he said, when you young people, when all of your old mamas and papas and grandpas have gone on to be with the Lord, and then you can get saved because we'll be rid of all of this grace trash, all of this grace stuff that they put out. Isn't that diabolical, my friend? That's abomination. He says when all you old heads go on, then you won't be influencing these young people. They can just live like hell, trust Jesus, go on. Oh, that's what he does. That's what his audience does. Trust Jesus. Come on down to the front and trust Jesus. No, my friend, that's not salvation. Those folks will stand there at the great white throne judgment if they never come to Christ. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now, when this old earth passes away, the Lord will create a new heaven, a new earth for his folks to live on. Now, we've come to that eternal state at the opening of chapter 21, and the things that we see in these two chapters, 21st and 22nd chapters, are eternal. The new world in which so many have spoken lightly begins only at Revelation 21:1. The thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth is a time of renewal, but we still behold the old creation. But here in the new earth, all things are new, and former things are passed away. So I hope you take note of these studies. I want to mention to you folks who hear the old Trailblazer broadcast, many of you have called me and saying, Pastor, how's it going? How are you getting along? What's happening with the new facilities? Well, let me tell you, many of you may not know, but we lost our facilities in New Orleans, our building, our sanctuary, much of our goods were destroyed. And we have relocated now to Baton Rouge, and we're planning on building a new building. And we could use your help, not only with the building, but with our radio stations. Many of our radio stations now have been giving us a small discount, but those prices may go back up soon. And then we have opportunity to go on a dozen new stations. I have radio managers calling me. Trailblazer, we want your broadcast. Voice of Truth, we want your broadcast. And my friend, we could do that. We have the facilities here to get out the messages. We send CDs to these stations, and they air them all the way across this nation. Things have gotten so well now that we can do those things electronically, and it's gracious to do that. But we need your help. You say, well, I love the truth. I just love the truth. I love the old Trailblazer. Well, would you sit down first and pray for me? If you'll just pray for me and pray for our workers here, my staff, and we have a small staff now put together, and we're going on. We have contractors looking at building this new building. We don't have a clue yet what it's going to cost, but we will in the next couple of 3 weeks. And then we'll determine whether we can go forward or whether we'll have to scale back. We don't know. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows. So I just ask you, we hardly ever mention money on the old Trailblazer broadcast because the Lord supplies the money. But he's laid on my heart to mention it to you. I don't mind mentioning it. I'm not ashamed. I'm not begging you for money. I just ask you, if you want to see the gospel go out, we're covering people. We're reaching people that never hear the gospel. We're reaching people up there in the backwoods somewhere in the bend of the creek, along with the big cities. I have men call me from Kansas and Nebraska, and they say, we're hearing you out here, Trailblazer. Just keep on being faithful unto God's word. So if you would, remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye, and God bless you. Let me hear from you.